Keontae Johnson was celebrating his birthday with others at a Hollins area home late Mother's Day night into Monday morning when police say three of them were shot around 7 a.m. Johnson died in the gunfire.
He leaves behind two children that now have to grow up, and, you know, they're young. They're not even going to really remember Keontae, and that's the sad part.
Johnson's grandmother, Deborah Van Pelt, says Roanoke County Police could well have prevented it because about 3 hours before that, officers had been called to the same home for loud music.
And I feel if they would have shut it down at 4 a.m., my grandson would still be here.
In a statement, county police say those at the home were advised to bring the party inside and either keep down the noise or shut the gathering down. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help Keontae's family pay his funeral costs. Evan Jones, WFIR News.